that the work of the Holy Spirit is, he is in the life-altering, personality-changing business. Those are the things that the Spirit of God does if he enters us. The works of the flesh, Galatians 5, 19 to 21, that's how we were born. That's our original settings. That's the original operating system of our lives. And this is what happens. The longer we live in the flesh, adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, and revelries, and the like. That's 17 manifestations of the flesh, the fruit of the Spirit. See, when the Spirit of God moves into my life, he alters my personality. I stop being driven and dominated by the flesh. And I don't have envy and outbursts of wrath and jealousies and immorality and carousings and orgies. Instead, I love the Lord so much and his presence fills me so much, I start changing. I start acting like Christ. That's why the early believers began to be called in Acts 11, Christ ones. Christians. And when we come back next time, we will look at how the fruit of the Spirit shows up in our relationship with God. We have an absence of selfishness. We have a release from our circumstances. We have an internal serenity. Then the Spirit of God spills over into our lives and starts changing the way we treat other people. And what shows up in our lives is that we have a long-suffering patience. We don't get irritated at the actions of others. And they look at us and they go, you're not going to do anything? Go, They go, what's wrong with you? They say, Spirit of God. Okay, we need the Spirit's power to follow God. We can't follow God this week. You can't follow the Lord in anything you've heard, whatever part you remember, without the Holy Spirit. Secondly, we need the Spirit's power or we grieve God. God's looking at the field of our life, and he sees all the patches we are not giving to him. That grieves him. And we need the Spirit of God to constantly renew us.